Chapter 28. The road to the river cities was long and wide from the Jordak Bridge, winding through towns and villages for miles on end. But the next town wasn't for miles, and staying on the road was too dangerous. After an hour of hard running, Brenwar came to a stop, huffed for breath.
I'm not running anymore.
Bezog and Ben came to a stop as well. Ben rubbed his eyes.
We need to hide then,
Bezog said.
Well, we can't very well hide on this road, can we?
Brenwar shot back. He took in his surroundings. The other side of the Jordak was rolling hills and green meadows. It would be easier to track them through the grass than on a heavily traveled road. He shook his head.
Let's just wait on them.
He dropped the head of Warhammer on the ground and rested his hands on the handle.
Put an end to them.
Our goal is to remain sight unseen,
Bezog reminded him.
Otherwise, they'll be crawling all over the landscape looking for us.
They can't find us if they're dead,
Brenwar retorted. Ben shuffled over to Brenwar and unhitched Akron from his shoulders. The bowstring twirled into place.
I'm with Brenwar. We can handle that lot from the bridge.
Bezog's face lit up.
And the dragon? What if it comes back?
Brenwar turned to face him.
Which dragon are you talking about, Elf?
Bezog sighed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dragon'll be all right,
Ben said. He patted Fang's hilt.
He'll not leave his sword with me for that long.
We need to wait on him anyway,
Brenwar said.
I don't want to go on without him.
So your plan is to wait for him to come waltzing down the middle of the road? While the armies of Barnabas run us through and over?
Bezog shook his head.
I don't think I've ever heard of a worse dwarven plan before. Why don't you build us a castle out of grass while we wait?
Brenwar stiffened and pointed his stubby finger.
Are you using sarcasm with me, Elf? A wizard at that. Making some sort of jest to a dwarf?
Bezog walked right up on him.
I suppose I am.
Ben chuckled. Bezog showed a grin.
Good then,
Brenwar said.
I'm glad it only took you 2 centuries to find a sense of humor.
And what about the dwarfs then?
We don't have humor. We have mirth.
In short supply, I'd say,
Ben commented. The three of them fell silent, gazing at the long road behind them. Brenwar fully expected Nath to come walking down it at any moment. In truth, however, he had doubt inside his belly. How in the world would Nath Dragon survive a battle with a fully grown gray scaler without a weapon? It angered him. He should be there for Nath. He'd promised Nath's father he would be.
We need to go back for the chest,
Brenwar said.
We'd have to walk leagues to the next crossing,
Bezog reminded him.
It would take days. Listen. Assuming Nath survives, he'll be coming this way anyway. He'll catch up eventually. I say we keep going.
The soldiers will catch up with us too, eventually,
Brenwar said.
I say we set up an ambush. After all, they don't want us. They might want us dead, but they don't want us.
Ben spun around, eyeing the landscape.
There's no good ground here. It's all open.
He peered down the road.
And I think someone's coming.
Brenwar pushed up on his tiptoes. It was dark, but torches could be seen coming their way in the distance. The distant rumble of trotting boots and horse hooves hit his ears.
The night still gives us good cover, and the sun will rise on our backs.
He looked back at Bezog.
It will give us a fine element for surprise, if we time this right.
The part elf wizard nodded.
They move slowly, cautiously.
They are not eager to find us. Perhaps they fear us.
I'm sure they fear men,
Ben said, smiling. They trotted up the road until the sun peaked over the horizon, and then they came to a stop. Behind them, Brenwar could see the sun shining off the dull metal helmets of the soldiers that pursued them. His heart beat harder. His grip on Warhammer tightened. Ben and Bezog took positions on either side of the road and kneeled down in the high grasses. Brenwar stood in the middle of the road, resting Warhammer two-handed on his shoulder. He was angry inside. Nath was gone. Maybe for good. Someone was going to pay, and it might as well be a bunch of orcs.
Brenwar?
Bezog hissed at him.
Are you really just going to stand in the middle of the road and greet them like a sailor's maiden?
You do your thing, Elf. I'll do mine.
He could hear the troops coming up the road, but they were still out of sight. Brenwar was on the higher ground. The sun now warmed his back. A banner appeared, rising above the road. The flag of Barnabas. A gold dragon against a red and black background. Next rose a horse and rider, followed by two more. Brenwar spat on the ground. He suspected it was the orc they had bartered with before. It was in full armor now. Its shoulders were heavy, covered with muscle under metal. The knolls were just as big, and there were maybe another score of soldiers behind them. One by one they appeared over the crest of the hill, with hands up and heads down. The sunlight was bright on their metal and on their ugly faces. Brenwar's black brows furrowed.
They're gonna regret coming this way.
Brenwar glanced at Ben and nodded. The warrior stretched the bowstring along his cheek and released to fire. Like a streak of sunlight, the arrow buried itself in a knoll rider's chest, toppling it over so it hit the ground. The orc leader ripped his sword from the scabbard and bellowed.
Trap! Right through it!
It was a good move. Brenwar had hoped they'd scatter, but instead they lowered their heads and ran right at them. Another arrow zipped through the air, catching the second knoll rider in the leg. Onward, the soldiers of Jordak's Crossing came. 30 yards away, the orc leader locked eyes with Brenwar. It made a nasty grin and thundered his way. Brenwar braced himself and set down his hammer. The orc let out a triumphant howl.
Ho, ho!
Brenwar!
Ben yelled.
What are you doing?
The rugged dwarf clenched his teeth and lowered his shoulder. The horse closed in. 20 yards. 10. 5. Brenwar tackled the horse's legs. The beast and rider plowed over Brenwar and crashed into the ground. Brenwar shook his bearded head and scrambled for Warhammer. He snatched it off the ground.
Try to run me over, will you? No one tramples a dwarf.
Across from him, the orc rolled back to his feet and hopped up with his blade ready.
Fool of a bearded one.
It spat blood on the ground, raised its weapon, and charged. Brenwar yelled back and rushed forward. The warriors collided. Dwarfen metal against orcen steel. The orc's blade broke in the middle. Brenwar swung his hammer full circle. The orc left his feet and was dead before he hit the ground. An angry chorus of cries rose up behind him. Brenwar whirled. Soldiers closed in from all directions. Ben and Bezog were not heard or seen.
Come at me then!
Ben kept shooting. If Brenwar wanted to tackle a horse, so be it then. Akron was a marvel in Ben's hand. Easy to use and deadly accurate. A soldier of Barnabas went down, clutching the arrow in his chest. Another soldier died with one in his next. Ben drew another and fired once more. It punched a hole in the metal belly of a knoll soldier and dropped him to the ground. Ben pumped his fist a little. He hated knolls. They were worse than rabid dogs to him. They were rabid dogs that could talk. A howl rose up among the soldiers. One pointed less than 20 yards away.
Seems the surprise is over,
Ben said, dropping Akron to the ground and drawing his own sword. Fang still hung on his other hip. He'd used the mystic blade before, long ago, and had not used it since. He hadn't even tried. It was Nath's.
Maybe next time.
He set his feet in the grass. A lizard man charged with a spear. Ben spun. Hacked its leg. Another lizard man followed, It stabbed. Ben jumped. It lost its tail. Something clipped Ben's leg, spinning him around. He jerked back. A club clipped his head. He saw stars and blood, ducked, and swung back. A knoll fell, holding his wounded belly. Ben struck again and again. His sword banged off metal, cut flesh, hit bone. But the soldiers hit back. Ben parried and punched. The soldiers crowded him. A knoll dove onto his legs. A lizard man tackled his arms. Down into the high, blood-slicked grasses he went.
Madness!
Bezog cast his hands over his head and let the first onslaught of magic fly. Bees of bright light erupted from his fingertips. With an angry buzz, they assaulted the faces of the oncoming attackers. The soldiers of Barnabas swatted, cried out, fell, and writhed on the ground. They kicked up dust, screamed, and moaned. Bezog backed away. He had stopped a few of them, but more were coming. He needed time to summon his energy. A knoll burst out of the chaos, snarling and making a straight line for him, spinning a spiked flail over its head. Bezog didn't have a spell ready to counter.
I should run.
He stayed and lowered the elderwood staff before him. The knoll slowed to a stop 10 paces away, its evil eyes wary.
Wizard!
It barked while rattling a necklace of bones on its neck.
Elf! I have no elven trinkets either!
It barked again and darted straight for Bezog. Bezog jumped aside, ducked. The spiked ball of steel passed over his head. Bezog tried to recall a spell, anything. The hulking knoll swung the flail like a toy, knotting up its muscular arms. It struck. Bezog jumped. The spike ripped through his robes. The knoll barked and laughed. It spun its mace again. Bezog backed up with his staff guarding the front of him.
With a single word, I can destroy you,
Bezog warned. The whirling of the flail stopped. The knoll paused in thought. It rested its big shoulders. Bezog took a breath, wiped the sweat from his eyes. Suddenly, the knoll wound its arm, flung the flail, and struck him in the belly. Bezog groaned and went down on both knees. Pain exploded in his stomach. He looked up. The knoll stood over him, holding a dagger. It kicked him in the jaw.
I can destroy you as well, and I will.
Down went an orc. Down went a lizard man. Down went a knoll. Brenwar showed no mercy. He busted up heavy armor, broke bones like twigs. He and Warhammer were a war machine, striking with the fury of a storm, wreaking havoc on enemies.
Had enough, dwarf, yet?
A knoll's dented helmet flew from its head and bounced on the road. Wide-eyed, the knoll started to run, teetered, and fell to the ground. Chest heaving and bleeding from several wounds, Renoir scored the area for his friends. He didn't see them. He saw something else. A shadow. From the skies above, on the grounds below. He looked up.
Bloody beards!